afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in this world. Sunlight here. It is 12:12 Mountain, 2:12 Eastern in North America, 4:12 Eastern in Australia. On the 1st/2nd of July. The first day of the NFB convention in Orlando, Florida. Where I don't believe anyone's going to Disney World. If so, it's on their own time. In any case, or the Universal Studios of Orlando, Florida. There's that one. This is a technology boo, and by the way, notice a little bit of a difference in the intro there, and the logo. The logo was taken from Andre Louis' little logo, with the additional addition of me. Now, normally, that was the original T-Man TV logo notes. Again, T-Man... Let me try that again, because there's kids outside screaming. T-Man TV logo. That's technology variety. Though people think that the TV part really means television, so... Yeah, that didn't work so well. In any case, though, and some people thought it was kind of weird. So, T-Man FM, the podcast network thing I want to do, that's what the logo is for, those notes now. Instead of T-Man TV, it's T-Man FM. Followed by the Short 68 intro from Andre Louis, a.k.a. Freaky Woof. Which, by the way, I'll add something special to it in the next audio boo, but right now it's just the original. I am learning, or relearning, QWS in a more happier style, I suppose. Or more happier way. Which is good. Because I was confused the first time around I used it when it was, I think it was 1.5.4. Anyway, so there you go. Let me see. As it is a technology boo, though, the Cero 8 from Hisense is now available at Walmart for $129. More on the specs and stuff in a moment, but I'm using the Cero 7 Pro to record this using HiQ MP3 recorder, the full version. Bought it with a Google Play gift card. And it was definitely worth spending $4 on it. Well, it was $3.99, but rounded to $4. And also bought the Swipe keyboard with a Google Play gift card as well for $4. It was another one. Anyway, that was also very worth well spent. Lastly, for the Cero 7 Pro, because it has 4.2.1 Jelly Bean on it, I bought ROM Manager Premium, again with a Google Play gift card. It was the second. Well, that was the first one. I had two gift cards, so I had enough to buy voices and some other things. The other things I'm talking about. So yeah, ROM Manager Premium for $5.99. Which will be perfect, because I'll be installing the Liquid Smooth ROM after TalkBack's next beta comes out. I'm waiting for that to occur before I do anything. And speaking of TalkBack, though, Google I.O. happened last week on the 25th and 26th of June, 2014, where I am happy to say that Google's Android L preview is out for people to test and play around with. And even for those of you that have older devices, particularly Jelly Bean or later, you are able to get some of the tweaks of Android L using the, what is it called? Exposed framework. Yes. More of those coming out soon. I think there's only two at the moment. You can also get the L preview keyboard for your tablet of choice. Which is nice. In fact, it's in the Play Store. Other happenings at Google I.O. include Android Auto, or Autumn, Android for automobiles, where you're able to use your voice to actually do things while you turn the wheel. And that, well, turning the wheel skips tracks different ways. Pressing the button on the wheel does, pressing the button on the wheel does voice commands. Let's see. That's a slow rollout, though. Won't be here till next, well, the end of this year. Slash early next year. Android TV, if it does support TalkBack, I'll be pleased. You are able to do Google searching via your voice using the TV and play games using Google, well, Android TV, not Google TV. That's a whole different product. Let's see, anything else from that Google I.O. thing that was worth mentioning? Oh yeah, Google Play Services version 5.0 and later now brings security and possibly some other new features from newer devices to older devices to keep them up and up to at least current with service security fixes and things. Though, if you want all the goodness and stuff, at least if you don't have a new Android device, it is best to upgrade with custom ROM if you so wish to. Now, speaking of custom ROMs, because the Cero, most likely the Cero 7 Pro, that it won't most likely never be upgraded to Android 4.4 or Android L over the air, because it never gotten 4.3. That's why I'm upgrading with the Liquid Smooth ROM. Android's 4.4.2 has come to the Cero 8. Notice it's just the Cero 8, it's not the Pro. The Pro hasn't come out yet, if at all. But to give you a comparison between the two, the Cero 8 to the Cero 7 Pro, never buy the Cero 7 Lite, it was terrible. The Cero 7 Pro has an 8 GB internal memory, the Cero 8 has 16 gigabytes of internal storage. Both have SD cards, micro SD card slots, up to 32 gigabytes. The Cero 7 Pro has a 1.5? No. The Cero 7 Pro has a 1.3 gigahertz processor, a Tegra 3 processor. The Cero 8 has a quad-core 1.6? There we go. I almost said 1.5 because with the Cero 7 Pro, depending on the ROM you use, you can overclock it to 1.5. But anyway, so yeah, 1.6 gigahertz processor, quad-core for the Cero 8. The Cero 7 Pro has 4.2.1 Jelly Bean. As I said, the Cero 8 has 4.4.2 KitKat. Whoops. By the way, the manual for the Cero 8 has not been out yet, nor any reviews so far, because not too many people have gone out to Walmart to buy them. It's still fresh. It was in the UK first, by the way. Oh, you kids outside, I swear. This is not a kid-friendly complex. Unfortunately. Where are we now? Both have 2.0 megapixel front cameras. However, unlike the Cero 7 Pro with a 5 megapixel camera, the Cero 8 only has a 0.3 megapixel rear camera. Yeah, I wasn't pleased by that, reading the specs. However, some people don't need a camera like that, and for the most part, taking pictures on the tablets, well, it's hit and miss. However, for $129 for the Cero 8 and $129 also for the Cero 7 Pro, depending on when you get it from Walmart, it is a Walmart exclusive, both of them, at least in the USA, quite good deals. Yes, quite good deals. Oh, battery life for both is 4,000 milliamp hours, up to 7 hours of battery time, at least initially. However, the Cero 7 Pro does have a power battery feature, and I've actually been able to get this tablet to last for a day and a half or so, which is quite nice. Though, a standby is up to 8.5 days. Around 7, 6, or 8 days, so it's pretty nifty for a tablet like this. Oh yeah, one last thing. GPS and NFC are not on the Cero 8. And Wi-Fi is 2.4 gigahertz only on the Cero 8, unlike the Cero 7 Pro, which has 2.4 and 5.4 gigahertz. Oh yeah, and I don't think the Cero 8 has a screenshot button on the in its stock ROM. Both are blessed with Google Play, by the way. Google Play services, so there you go. Let's see how long I've been talking here. Because I've been talking up a storm. Yeah. 1310. What is that station's call letters? It's in Greeley. And it's not KDKA Pittsburgh, no. Though I love that jingle. I love how they pronounce it. In fact, KDKA is one of the jingles, one of the station jingles that they sing in the Jingle Jams song. And if you did not notice, or if you did not hear, the Mosin Explosion jingles are on the Jingle Jams CD. Demo CD. So, I love jingles, and that's why I listen to JingleMadRadio.com via TuneIn or some other medium. Alright. On the ice-free list, by the way, there's been some Galaxy S5 talk and Android L preview talk and podcasts on both. By Jam and Jerry, Nimmer, Jabber, and others. So, and I'm about to have lunch, 2 egg rolls, Kroger's ones, Kroger brand ones, from King Soopers. Yeah, in Colorado at least, it's King Soopers. In other places in the even United States of America, it is Kroger's. Or some other ones call it City Market. Yeah, City Market, so anyway. I will leave you all now. You can contact me, of course, via... Oh, wait a sec. tman.tk is available, and I'm going to get that domain. But what I wanted to mention, though, is for those of you that are using TW Blue, there will be TW Sound Packs coming. Thus, the domain twpacks.tk. Again, twpacks.tk will be used. It will be a WordPress site. And once I get that up today, I'll be working on the first sound pack. The first sound pack that's not the default sound pack, because there's only one right now. And with 24 sounds in TW Blue, unlike the Cube and other ones, well, yeah, it will be nice. It will be nice. So there you go. So twpacks.tk, tman.tk, trenton.tk is my personal site, but tman.tk I think is going to be the main site for network and stuff. Like for the T-Man FM podcast. At least I think that's what I'm going to call it. T-Man FM or T-Man Online or something or other. I have no idea. What do you guys think the name should be? T-Man FM seems like the most nice one for a podcast name for technology tutorials and that type of thing. It won't be an official radio station, no. That's not its intent. But I like the name. So anyway. And I think I'll do the podcast thing via my via podcast generator. There's a script for that. Or an auto installer, so alrighty, let's wrap it up here. Trenton the T-Man on Audioboo, Twitter, Skype, Facebook, YouTube, Yahoo, Uvu, and Zello. Did I say Twitter? If I forgot Twitter, I do mean Twitter too. So there you go. Oh yeah, Google Talk. Trenton the T-Man on Google Talk as well. So. And eventually I'll have all this stuff at trenton.tk, my personal site. So there you go, folks. Anyway, I'm out of here. You guys take care.